Order of the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none. Our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 476406 through 476519, warrants 8410, three transfers, return entries.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes from June 17th, 2024, and executive session minutes from June 17th, 2024.
You guys have any questions?
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes for June 17th, 2024, and executive session minutes for June 17th, 2024.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have approval of SEMCOG TAC board members. These would be our representatives for the Southwest Missouri Council of Government. This will be for 24 and 25. SEMCOG has requested that we give them a list. I think they wanted it last week. We were just a little behind on that. So get them a list of representatives that we will be sending to them for approval. At this time, Commissioner Wyatt serves there, Matt Bryand from the city of Branson, and then Rick Ziegenfuss serves as our alternate. We would ask that Matt stay on and then also add to the list Mr. Cody Stice. And then will that transition take place after the first of the year, Commissioner Wyatt?
Right now. They need it now so that they can send out the folder beginning July.
Okay. So
it's July 1st the following year.
With that being said, so what we would like to see as the members would be Cody Stice, Matt Bryand, and Rick Ziegenfuss as alternate, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Move to appoint Cody Stice, Matt Bryand, and Rick Ziegenfuss as the alternate to the SEMCOG TAC board.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Taney County Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge Bid Award. With us this morning, we have our Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Devin Huff, representative from Great River Engineering, Mr. John Cahill. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. This would be in reference to the Pro Tem Cedar Creek Bridge package that we had put out to bid, or Great River had put out to bid.
So we have been working with Devin and the Highway Department over the last 8 to 12 months on putting together plans for a bridge replacement that we had identified as needing replaced probably a little over a year ago. We put in a VRO application on that bridge last summer when those VRO applications came out, because it is on the deficient list. So it was eligible for VRO funds, didn't get awarded. And so after we were notified, hey, this didn't get awarded, we kind of went back with Devin and said, okay, let's put together something for us to replace this bridge. The intention from the county was, hey, we're going to construct this with county forces, as you guys have done very effectively several times. And so we put our plans together just like we would for any bridge project, and then when it comes time to bid those out, we put a bid packet together for strictly just the material of that, not necessarily the labor that a contractor would normally do on the project. And so we had four different bid sections that we put out for bid. It was supplying the reinforcing steel that goes into the concrete as part of the bridge, the structural steel, so the actual bridge superstructure itself is made out of steel I-beams. That was a separate bid section. As part of this plan, we had pre-stressed concrete panels that actually sit in between the beams, and so that was its own bid section. And then the last bid section, we did bid out pre-bore and piling. And so this bridge is in an area where there's heavy bedrock, so we have to drill into that bedrock to set the piles. And so those were the four bid sections that we bid out. We took bids in on the 12th of June. We had two bidders that bid that project for us, V-Brock Sales and Service and then Odin Enterprises. I should say Hartman Construction also bid that, so I guess we would have three. Hartman bid on the pre-bore, and Odin bid on the structural steel, and then V-Brock bid on all four. We put together a letter of recommendation between all three of those bidders with who was the low bidder, the second low, and then kind of what the engineer's estimate was. V-Brock came in as the low bid on all but the structural steel. Odin Enterprises was about $3,000 lower than what they had for their steel price from V-Brock. All bids were within 5% or so of the engineer's estimate. I think our estimate, all four sections totaled, was about $173,000. If you total up all the bids from the four suppliers, they were at about $171,000. So we were right there, close to what we would expect those prices to be. And so our recommendation was to award those to the low bidders for each one of those bid sections.
Okay.
Saying that on the reinforcing steel, that would be V-Brock at $16,302. The structural steel, the I-beams, would be to Odin Enterprises for $83,120.47. The concrete panels would be to V-Brock for $21,456. The pre-bore would be through V-Brock at $50,578.80.
And all of those prices are delivered on the job?
Correct.
Any further discussion?
I don't have any.
Okay. Hearing none, entertain a motion at this time for the bid award.
We just have a bridge number, we don't have a bid number, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know that we had a bid number that we put in any of them.
Move to award the following bid groups for bridge replacement, for the Pro Tem Cedar Creek bridge replacement: supply reinforcing steel, supply pre-stressed concrete panels, and pre-boring, supplying, and installing steel piles to V-Brock Sales and Service, and then supply structural steel to Odin Enterprises Incorporated.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, we have the grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements between Kenneth L. Pence and wife Lori J. Pence.
This would be on Amherst Road. We've got right away on that road for a turnaround and the widening. This here would be additional right away we need for drainage, to be able to, the job going on above it, to be able to capture all the water and take it and get rid of it, rather than it sheet flowing across Amherst. That would get
this
that last remaining lot.
So we've been working on this one for a while, haven't we?
Yes, on right away.
Any questions?
I believe with the remaining two property owners left that we can do what we have to do with the existing right away to get everything to tie in all the way down to the turnaround.
Okay. Any questions?
I have none, ma'am.
And we are now able, the county, to do everything on Amherst that we have to protect that from receiving all of the drainage and the work, the yeah. slides, the mud. Right.
And if I have to go back and get it from the other two people, I will attempt that, and it would be kind of difficult to get from them.
Okay.
But yes, we should be able to control all the drainage.
Move to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements by and between Kenneth L. Pence and Lori J. Pence, husband and wife in Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have an agreement for the motor grader, file number 24-081, Road and Bridge. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated June 18th, 2024, approving the agreement as to form. This will be a purchase through the Sourcewell contract number 011723-CAT.
Did they switch back to steering wheel and joystick controls?
Yes, you have the option, and this particular one here would be going to Buchanan, and they wanted the joystick.
All joystick? Yeah. So the steering wheel's not on?
Yep. But yes, they do have that option again.
When would they expect delivery?
By the end of the year.
End of the year?
Should be.
Questions?
Not
really. Move to approve the agreement for the motor grader, file number 24-081RB, between John Fabric Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have an agreement for excavator, file number 24-082RB, Road and Bridge. With this as well, we have a letter accompanying that dated June 20th, 2024, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approving the agreement as to form. This one will be in connection with the Sourcewell contract, file number number 011723-CAT.
Here would be to replace one of the older two that we have remaining, or approximately 15 years old.
And where would this go, Devin?
Primarily to Hilda. I mean, they would have a truck to move it around with, but it would go to any barn as we need it.
Okay. Yeah.
The one that we're replacing, will we put it out on Purple Way?
Correct.
Move to approve the agreement for excavator buying between John Fabic Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have change order number two, revised file number